Good evening. In this week's Parsha's Mitzorah, the Parsha starts off with the Pasuk, Zos Tiyeh Toras HaMitzorah. This is the law of the Mitzorah. And the Torah Tumima quotes a drasha from the Toras Kohanim, from the Sifra, which is darshan every part of the phrase, Zos Tiyeh Toras. The drush on the word tiya comes to teach us that the dinim of Taras HaMetzora is noeg even bizman hazeh. And as the Taras HaMetzora explains, the word tiya leads to the drusha that it tells us that the dinim of Metzora are applied bizman hazeh because the word tiya implies that it's constant. That's ongoing. So therefore, the law of the Mitzorah is ongoing, and it applies even b'zman hazeh. But the Torah Tumima points out that he already points out the obvious, that obviously not all the halachos are truly applicable because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring the karbanos. However, the tiglachas and the tziporim, the birds, the procedure with the birds, as well as the shaving of the Mitzorah, the shaving of the hair is possible bizman hazeh. That's possible nowadays, and that must be what the drasha is referring to. However, the Torah Tumima says that it's unbelievable that if this is truly the din, it's just very strange because we don't find that this din is really something that we follow nowadays. And the Torah Tumima points out that even the Rambam paskins this as the halacha in Perek Yudal Halacha Vav and Hilchos Tumas Saras, where he says that the dinim are noeg b'fnei abayis v'shelo b'fnei abayis. In other words, even without a Beis Hamikdash, even la'achar, even after the Churban, even b'zman hazeh after the Beis Hamikdash, the dinim are still noeg. So, in light of the fact that there are halachos which are shayach, even as manazah, there are certain isurim that apply to the Mitzorah. So, why aren't we worried about this? Perhaps this should be a problem for the Mitzorah to go to Yerushalayim, or maybe to go to have Sheila Shalom, or Tashma Shamita, and there are other halachos which could apply even nowadays. So, we don't find that that any of these halachos apply. So what's the explanation? If the halacha is that the dinim of Mitzorah are supposed to apply nowadays, so why, in fact, don't we follow that, seemingly? So the Torah Tumima explains, he suggests that maybe the answer is that since the halacha is that we're supposed to go to a kohen miyuchas, therefore, nowadays we don't have kohanim miyuchasim, and therefore, just as a technicality, the halachas are not able. It's not that the halachas in principle don't apply, but practically they don't apply because we don't have kohanim yuchasim, we don't have verified kohanim who could be involved with this mitzvah of tumas taras and taras tumas mitzvah and taras mitzvah. Now it's interesting. The Torah Tumima in fact refers to the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, where the Rambam says that in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, that we need a Kor Miyuchas for the Dinim of Mitzorah. And it's interesting because on that Rambam, the Radvaz already points out in his commentary on the Rambam, on the page of the Rambam, he says that because of this requirement of Kor Miyuchas, that's why practically we don't have the Dinim of Tzaras, Bizman Hazeh. So I don't know why the Torah Tumima didn't refer to this Radvaz, but the Radvaz already says this answer. And there are others who also say the same answer in the Hagdamah of the Tiferes Yisrael to Mesechta Nagoyim, which is the Hagdamah, it's called the Mara Kohen. So there, and at the end, in Os Lamatas, he tells a little story that he asks this question to Rekiv Eger. He asks Rekiv Eger, why isn't that, if the halacha is, based on the Drush and Chazal, that the dinim of Mitzorah or Taras are supposed to be applicable even bizman hazeh. So why don't we find that we do that bizman hazeh? And Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't have an answer that he felt was satisfactory. However, its Farsh Yisrael suggests over there that maybe it's because of this requirement of Kana Miyuchasim, which we don't have nowadays. But there are other answers that other Mefarshim give to this question: why don't we find that we are following the dinim of Metzora, the dinim of Taras HaMetzora, even Bizman HaZeh? And in the Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, he writes that in order to do this mitzvah, we need Kohanim. That he says that the mitzvah is known. B'chol's man she'yelanu Kohanim b'kiin ro'on osam. That this mitzvah is applicable as long as we have Kohanim who are b'kiin to look at the maros of the negun, look at the color, to be able to determine if it's truly tzaras. According to this statement of the Chinuch, it would seem that if nowadays we are not knowledgeable, we don't know exactly what the right colors are, so then we shouldn't have Tumas Hatzaras. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Negayim, in Simen Tzadiches, Halacha Yud Beis, he actually says something interesting there. He says that, really, nowadays, since no Kohen has a Ksav Miyuchas, no Kohen has a Ksav Yuchas, so therefore all the Kohanim are B'cheskes Kuhnasam. All the Kohanim are considered Kohanim. And therefore, he doesn't think that the other answer is a good answer. So therefore, he suggests that the reason why we don't have nowadays is because the Kohanim are not B'kiin. We don't know the actual Maros properly. And this makes sense in light of the fact that we know already from Hilchos Nida that the Gemara already says that we're not really B'kiin in the colors of the Maros Hadam for Hilchos Nida, so too as well for the Maros of Lavan, for the Hilchos Tzaras, we also might not be B'kiin. But it's interesting because these are answers that explain why perhaps we never get into the problem. In other words, there's no Tumas Tzaras to begin with because we don't have to worry about why we don't follow the halachas of Taras HaMetzora, because there's no din of Tumas HaMetzora nowadays, since because we don't have a Kohen Miyuchas to make the Metzora Tamei, or because even if we don't really need a Kohen Miyuchas nowadays, because all the Kohanim are considered to be proper Kohanim, but we still don't have, we don't maybe know the colors properly, and therefore we wouldn't have a Tumas Metzora. However, the Shilas Yavitz in Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuflam Avav, the Shilas Yavitz points out that, in fact, there could be that for certain colors, it's possible that we wouldn't even need a Kohen to make a Tame. It could be that certain colors are so definitely problematic that the person would be Tame without it. So he gives a different suggestion to explain why the deen is not why we don't follow these deen nowadays, and he says that it could be that really there's no mitzvah chiyuvus. In other words, who says that we really need to do this? And in light of the fact that there's a losase to use a razor to cut hair, so if we're going to go ahead and try to do this nowadays, it's only something that we would do if it was really necessary. So it could be that it's not really necessary, and it could be that since nowadays we're not going to complete the Tara process, even though the Iker Tara might be dependent on the shaving, but even after shaving, the person's not truly Tahar, because until he brings a carbon, he's not completely Tahar. So all the Yisurim might fall away, but the actual tumah is might be still there. Therefore, we're not gonna violate this losase of cutting hair with a razor. And in fact, this was the suffix of the Rambam himself in the Parashat Mishnayos, in the end of the Seventh Nagayim. The Rambam has this question: since we can't bring the karbanos, so should the other parts of the Torah process still apply? And the question really is whether we could say that there's a purpose to it, and therefore we can apply the principle of Aseh Decholos Aseh, that we should do this mitzvah of Taras HaMetzora and violate and push off the Isser of cutting with a razor. So the Rambam was specific about that, although obviously in Hilchas Tumas Saras he passes that it is Noach Bisman Hazeh, but the Shel Shabbat points out that it could be that we don't really need to do it. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And he says further, certainly for those in the Chuslars, where basically we're all considered to be in a certain state of Tumah anyway, because there were gozer on the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it could be that if we're really Tumah nowadays anyway, there's no purpose. If a person is not really going to become fully Tahar, so then we're not really accomplishing anything. We're not really doing the mitzvah in full, and therefore maybe there's no reason to do it. So these are a few of the answers that are given for this question: why don't we follow these dinim of Taras HaMasorah as that we read about in this week's parasha? If in fact the drasha of Chazal is that these dinim are no Guzman, said, why don't we find that we are following these halachos? So one answer is that we don't have the Kohanim Yuchas, and we don't have the verified Kohanim that are necessary in order to have these dinim of Masorah. Another answer could be that perhaps the Kohanim Yuchasim, but we don't have Kohanim that know the colors properly, so we don't have the practical dinim bizman hazeh. And a third answer could be that there's no obligation to do this mitzvah to have Taras HaMasorah, especially if there's no purpose, if the person's really going to stay tameh to a certain extent, it's not going to become truly fully tahar, so it could be there's no purpose, and that's why we don't follow these mitzvahs, bizman hazeh. Thank you.